Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks everybody for joining me today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Today's Monday, of course. Monday, wow, man, time is just going by fast. Monday, the 19th of February. This morning, I wanted to touch on something that we all do, of course, setting goals, and to bring your attention or get your attention for this particular program I put on setting goals of 2019. And obviously, I'm talking about setting goals of 2018. However, before you know it, 2019 will be right upon us. And most corporations and companies, they set goals way in advance, years in advance. So it's something that you definitely should consider yourself. Of course, you have to set short-term goals in order to get to the long-term goals, right? And that's what's, in my opinion, very important. Think of it as a lot of people, of course, we start out on New Year's and then segue into, you know, the winter time, you know, the lull of January, February, you know, all these different holidays, you know, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, and Ash Wednesday. I mean, this is a number of different things we go on in the month of February. And then before we know it, you're in March, there's St. Patrick's Day and spring looking you right in the face. And you're like, oh my goodness, what did I do? What didn't I do? Most people have set goals. Their goals are already abandoned. They've kind of abandoned ship long before they even got out of the gate. And I understand that. That's human nature. We all get busy with lives, our life. And in the Midwest, this winter has been really, really just wow. I mean, it's just been amazing. Cold, brisk winter, and that takes a lot of your energy and your time. And you know, if you go to the job or work, hit the road like I do, a lot of times you've got to, it's just the time you get home at night, you're ready to go to sleep. And it does take away from you building or setting out to accomplish whatever goals that you set out to accomplish. But I just want to cover that think about yourself and not beating yourself up as far as your goals are concerned. You know, what can you do to improve that? So that's what we're talking about today. Once again, thanks for tuning in. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. You can follow me also at RJOKWILL. It's RJOKWILL. I'm also started recently doing some live Facebook feeds or live Facebook, and learning on that a little bit. So a lot of times I try to simulcast it during the same time. So start my show, get going, talk a little bit to my listening audience, and get into the Facebook Live for a few minutes, and then come back and finish out the show on the podcast. So if you hear me, you know, pausing, whatever, that's generally what I'm still trying to work out some kinks and everything. But I want to appreciate you, my listening audience, for tuning in today to hear more about how you can accomplish anything you want in life and setting your goals. So let's go live here on Facebook and bring in our Facebook audience. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. I've already told my podcast folks that we're going to be going Facebook Live, and today I wanted to cover just a couple of things, real simple stuff. Thanks for joining me, everybody. The title today really was How to Set Your Goals for 2019. Obviously, I put that out there because 2019 is obviously a year away, or now less than a year away. And here we've got, 2018 is still going to work with and to build up on. And if you set your goals up for 2018, haven't started doing them yet, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. You can always reevaluate and readjust and start setting your goals up for now to get yourself, get your plans in order, work on bettering yourself and accomplishing your goals. We're doing part of a challenge in one group in particular, and I think this is really great. I was asked to give my top three goals for this year. And I would say that it's short term because sometimes it could change. Hopefully, if you accomplish some of those goals, then you can add on more goals, right? The biggest thing is to get out there and do something, make something happen, get out there and just move forward towards what it is that you want out of your life and how you feel you can better your life and your community with setting your particular goals. Hey, Hi, Brian. How you doing? Brian Little, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Good to see you. Today we're talking about the goal setting and how we can basically pick ourselves up from maybe the goals we didn't finish or accomplish at this particular point. It's almost end of February, and here we are. Pardon the background noise, anyway. I'm near my furnace here, and that's kind of why I don't do the lights in my house. This thing kicks on every couple of minutes. But anyway, I'll try to talk louder. Hopefully it doesn't mess us up on radio as well as on our live feed here. Anyway, the three top goals I want to discuss. One, of course, was thank you very much, Alex. Hey, Jose, how you doing? To have my business producing six figures by the end of 2018, even four figures by March, which obviously March is just a week or two away. Could be the end of March, of course. Give myself a little leeway there. Hey, how you doing, Jose? Appreciate it, bro. Thanks for the likes and love, everyone. Appreciate it. If you can share this out, I really appreciate that as well. But today we're talking about goal setting and what it is you want to accomplish this year, 2018, and going into 2019. Believe it or not, you know, how time goes. The older we get, the faster the wheel of life spins. So, my business, of course, like I said, I want to have my business producing six figures by the fall of this year, and how am I going to do that? Obviously, I got to do that through me doing something and putting my best foot forward. That's obviously got to do something. It's not going to automatically happen. I can try playing lottery with the odds of that of me actually winning, right? The second one, of course, is to brand myself and my team for future success for years to come. Hey, Sheila, how you doing? Hey, nice to see you. How's Alabama treating you? Anyway, wanted to discuss the second one, of course, branding myself, branding yourself. And a lot of my previous programs over the years, I've always talked about branding. B, and I always would spell it out, B-R-A-N-D. I know we all know how to spell brand. But branding yourself is vitally important. It's like, what are you about? What is your product? What is your service? What do you represent? How are you going to help others to better themselves? How are you going to make a difference in their lives? And by having that brand and establishing that brand and getting that word out there, not being too confusing. Because quite honestly, I have a bunch of websites, and every couple of months I'm promoting something that I've had for a while. But I figured a few years ago I got to start promoting something that has to do with myself, but also has to do with helping others. Hey, Crystal, thanks for joining us. Hey, Alice, good morning. Hope you're all doing well. Let's see. We're talking about goal setting today. Appreciate the love and you guys showing up today. It was awesome. But the branding part is so important. Mine, of course, is RJOK Wealth. It's real simple. It's pretty much all my name is involved in that. I've got two middle names. One is actually my mom's maiden name, but I didn't inherit that. I named that for my grandfather. Both my middle names are after both grandfathers, but RJ, Robert J. RJ and OK is part of my last name, Okuska. And then Willis is the other name I mentioned. And so RJ, OK, Will. What we mean is Will. What will we do? It's always something RJ, OK, Will help you. RJ, OK, Will provide you good service, et cetera. So whatever it is you're doing, have something catchy, something people are going to remember, and get out there. Put it on all your social media. Put it on your Twitter. Put it on your Facebook, your Instagram. Those are the big three right there. Good morning, Niles. The other one, of course, is to be able to take my family on that dream vacation, whatever it happens to be, whether it be to Disney World, maybe go on a cruise, maybe just go see some family you haven't seen in a while, head back east or something like that. But the dream vacation, obviously, definitely I'd want to have something to do with Disney World or taking my kids, which is a long overdue vacation. Life happens, you know. Life happens. You gotta do what you gotta do. Make the best of it while you can. But being able to take a vacation, being able to do something, and go and see the world, or maybe you want to get a charity. Maybe you want to go on a trip somewhere to help some people out that are less fortunate than yourself. Whatever it has to be. But that's my goal anyway. Whatever your goals are as well, you know, of course, they're, I'm sure, equally as important to you. But that's really my top three goals for 2018 going into 2019. Of course, I'd like to have some of these goals accomplished almost immediately. The harder I work on my business, the quicker I get there. And I'm with a few different groups right now, one in particular I'm really excited about, and it really has been a lot of great training going on. But look up my link up there. Feel free to check it out, see what I'm doing. I'm glad to help you and yours any way I can. Company I'm with is sensational. We provide a great service, protection, a ton of benefits. It's just amazing. So, but I encourage you to check that out. And, you know, if anybody got anything out of this particular live today, if you would, you know, put one or two, whatever, you know, look up in the comments. Like I said, feel free to follow me. I plan on doing a live every day as I get a little more polished or whatever. And for you, those folks up there in my Blog Talk Radio medium, I appreciate you guys tuning in and being loyal. My radio is real simple. It's blogtalkradio.com, and my handle is Your Radio Promo. I tend to try to interview people who are entrepreneurs, invite them onto my show, and I'll be doing that eventually once they get this going. I started kicking it out again. We've been on the air for 9 years already with that. Now, not consistently 9 years, but I've done shows here and there over the last 9 years, so pretty excited about that and getting that going. And, if I could be of any assistance, feel free to follow me on my social media at RJOKWill. All right, well, hey, everybody, I wanted to thank you so much for checking me out today. My recommendation is, of course, I gave you my top three goals, which, of course, is to have my business producing six figures by the end of this year. Really by the fall. My second one, of course, is to brand myself and continue to brand myself. That's what you want to do as well. And, of course, to be able to take my family on a dream vacation. I've got a lot more goals, a lot more ambitions and desires, but those are my three. And feel free to comment what one or two of your goals might be. Feel free to, if you have any questions, you know, inbox me. I'd be glad to answer you back and help you any way I can, all right? Everyone, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys tuning in today. And if you would, please share this. Show me the love, I think, as they say. And have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Enjoy your week. And my folks, on to my radio show, Stand By. We'll be right back. Have a great day, everybody. God bless. All right, everybody, on my Blog Talk Radio Station podcast at Your Radio Promo. I do appreciate you. Tuning in and taking a listen to what we're doing. This is pretty exciting as far as what we're trying to accomplish. Bringing on different ideas and suggestions that you might want to to do. To follow, you heard me on the live talking about my different ambitions and my goals and the company I'm involved with right now. There is a link right there on my page at Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to click on that and get more information. It's workwithrobertj.online. Check it out. If you go to workwithrobertj.online, check it out, and you'll be able to find out more about what we do. And how we do it, and how we help folks. I'd be glad to help you any way possible. And any of you hosts out there that are listening, I know a few of you have reached out to me. I really appreciate it. And I do apologize for not being on my game, so to speak. But I do my best to get on this and do this, be more consistent than I ever have been. But if you want to get in touch with me, please feel free to do that. You can follow me on any social media at RJOKWill, at RJOKWill. Like I said, the top three goals for this year, you heard what they were. Now, of course, if there's more than that, if any goals you set that you weren't able to accomplish at that particular time, it's okay. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over again. And you can make it. You can do whatever you want to do. Just remember, the decision is in between your two ears, right? Right in your brain and your mind. Your mind is a wonderful, powerful thing, and we can pretty much do anything that we want to do as long as we put our mind to it, right? And focus on it. All right. Well, hey, with that, I'm going to bid you farewell for today. Thanks for tuning in to our our show. It's been real. Feel free to reach out to me and follow me. Have yourself a wonderful day. Happy Monday, and make it a great week.
It's called 30 Little Woman.
Yeah.